Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
You're listening to Talking Traders with me, Tamara Judge. Okay, you guys, welcome to our very first episode of Talking Traders with Tamara Judge. I am your host, Tamara, and I'm excited to recap the season of the Traders and give you my opinion. Yeah, that's my opinion of everything Traders. My co-host today is a legend in the reality competition world. She's played Big Brother four times, played The Amazing Race, and won Snake in the Grass. That is also a Peacock show as well, right? Yes. I want to welcome my Traders co-star and friend, Janelle Prezina.
Thank you for having me, Tamara. I'm so excited to be here.
Did you ever think that we were going to be friends when we started on Traders?
So I always thought I would be friends with you. Most blondes don't get along, but I knew I would get along with you.
Yeah. I mean, I knew the second that I had to hide your tracks in the back. I'm like, yeah. I'm fixing her hair. I'm like, we're going to be friends forever. There was a moment that, you know, everybody told me to be afraid of you because you're so good at competition games. And, sure. You know, being a housewife, I've never played a competition game before. Yeah. And I didn't know. I really did not know what I was doing.
Yeah.
Didn't, I mean, it was obvious, but anyways, but I would always see your mind kind of working. Like you'd be sitting on a couch and you just be just dazing at the other side of the room. And I'm like, ah, she's thinking. This girl is thinking nonstop.
Yeah. I was always playing the game. And I remember meeting you as well. And I was like, I had a really good idea that you were just a faithful. So I was like, we can just speak open and honestly here. And I always loved talking to you and Larsa. I never trusted Sheree, but I always did trust you.
That's funny because there was Sheree's one of my friends.
Yeah.
So I had suspicion of Sheree early on because she was acting different.
Yeah.
She was just kind of quiet and kind of cold almost. And I'm like, okay, something's up with her. So I put a question out on Instagram, just some general questions for us. And I'm going to go ahead and ask you.
Okay.
They wanted to know, did we know each other before filming? No.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I knew of you, of course.
Yeah.
I used to watch your old seasons with you and Gina and like a couple of fights. And I remember Vicky.
Oh, boy.
I don't watch the new stuff. So, but it was nice because I did watch Ultimate Girls Trip at Dorinda's house. So I got to know you and Phaedra again. And I was like, oh my God, I love them. So it was so nice. I think that's another reason why Sheree didn't really care for me too much is I didn't know who the hell she was. I was like,
who did you know going into Traders?
So I had met Trishelle before. Obviously, I played with Dan in season 14. I had met Sandra before. I think that's pretty much it for just meeting people in general. And then, of course, I knew who you and Phaedra were. And I know who Larsa is because I actually have a really good friend of mine was on Real Housewives of Miami, Joanna Krupa.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, and I think I'm on like a cameo in one of the episodes or something. So,
so you used to live in Miami.
I did. Yeah.
See, yeah. If you were still in Miami, I think that you would be on the Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh, I would love it. Yeah. I think it'd be a great time.
Well, I text Andy because actually Andy texted me and said, oh my God, this show is so good. Yeah. And then we just started chatting about the show and I brought up your name and I'm like, she's so good. If there was a Real Housewives of Minnesota, you know who to cast. And he said, she is so good. So maybe we can get on Watch What Happens Live.
Let's try anything. I mean, I know Minnesota's kind of boring. It's Midwestern, but it hasn't been done before. And if anyone can do it, maybe I can.
Are you from Minnesota?
Yeah. Born and raised.
Born and raised.
Yeah. I lived in Miami, New York and Los Angeles. And then I actually, years ago, I reconnected with like a college boyfriend and I ended up coming back to Minnesota.
And so you married him.
I did. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, and you got married, what, in 2010, did I read?
Yeah. Yeah.
Three kids later.
Yes.
Work in real estate. Yeah, I love it. What was your favorite part of filming?
So my favorite part of filming was always the breakfast. To me, it was very exciting. It was a very beautiful like type of set. I just loved that it was nice and bright. I love breakfast in general. So I just thought, wow, I really enjoyed filming the breakfast stuff. It was fun for me.
That was fun. I think it was, I mean, we're not exerting too much energy. Yeah. We're just sitting in one room. So it's good.
And it is very suspenseful too. I mean, you are holding your breath.
Knock on the door.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What made you more paranoid? Big Brother or Traitors?
I think Traitors did. I mean, I was so paranoid. Like I would just wake up angry from the day before and just start to spiral a little bit. It really did cause a lot of paranoia because it's so quiet. And I feel like in Big Brother, I could calm myself down and make like more, I don't know, more calm decisions, more direct, more strategic, and take the time to like really think about things.
Whereas don't you feel like Traitors, like their goal was to make us feel paranoid?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, from the second that I got off the plane, to the time I got into my room, they went through my luggage. They took my phone from me. I mean, they're patting down my clothes, opening up my shampoo, smelling it to make sure I don't have, I don't know what, drugs or something in there. Like I'm going to drink my shampoo bottle. I mean, I started feeling paranoid from the get-go.
Yeah.
And let's just not, I mean, unless you're in your, you know, like, I don't know, the TV's on and the time flashes or the day flashes. You don't know what time it is. You don't know what day it is. And I'll never forget like being on a mission in the Scarecrow mission. And the producer was, you know, near me. And I go, what day is this? And she goes, she looked at me and she goes, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm like, okay, so we're not asking that question again. So there's a question. Would I do Celebrity Big Brother? No.
You wouldn't?
No.
You'd be good at it. Know that you've done Traitors, though, you would do so well.
How long are you in the house?
Well, if Celebrity is a lot shorter, it's just a month.
Oh, only a month?
Yeah.
30 days. No.
I think you do really well at it. I mean,
here's the thing. I am such a homebody.
Yeah.
That I love being at home. That, I mean, let's go out to dinner. No, that's all right. I'll just cook at home. Like I love to be at home. So leaving my house for 30 days stressed me out so bad for Traitors. I really think that's why I got so sick.
Yeah, you were sick. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Which people don't realize, like the first episode, it takes days to film the first episode. So I got sick probably after day two or three. I was literally out. And I was wondering how it was going to be edited, but I was out for 4 days. So we had some press days. We had a day off. I honestly thought I was going to die.
Yeah. You
Now let's talk about Housewives. If there was a Housewives of Minnesota, you'd do it.
Of course. I would love to. But again, I don't know where they're going to get this drama from. I mean, it's literally like random people playing hockey and they're just cold and miserable with their lives.
That can piss off people. That can make them very angry. Don't you think?
I think so. I mean, I'm sure they could find some way to make it like very entertaining, but it's, you know, it's really long winters there in Minnesota. It's just quite miserable. The summers are beautiful.
Well, Salt Lake City, they managed to make it work. Yeah, and it's, yeah. Is there any other reality show that you'd want to be on?
Oh, I think I should move. I think I should move to Orange County, Tamara. What do you think?
Well, I would love that. We have some filming to do next week, and I have the opportunity to bring a friend. Can you just fly in and go with me?
I would love to. Absolutely. Besides Housewives, I think Deal or No Deal Island looks fun. I like anything with strategy, really. Anything where my mind has to work and I really have to think about things and I can take like a little bit of a risk. I am a little bit of an adrenaline junkie, so I do like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. What's next for you? Do you have something you have your eye set on?
You know, I really don't focus too much on TV stuff, to be honest with you. Yeah. I am a businesswoman. I sell a lot of houses. I'm very involved with my family. So I don't really know what's next for me. If something comes up, I always consider it, but I usually
say no.
I get a lot of requests for like random shows.
I bet you do. But now that you've been on Traders and you're back in the public eye, you know something else is going to come your way pretty soon. You know that, right? Would you do Big Brother again?
I would not do Big Brother again. No way. It's just too long of a time period. Mm-hmm. And they usually gun for me right away, Tamara, if you've seen the show. It's like really annoying because I've played more than anyone in our country. So they just gun for me right away. They're just like, oh, no, we got to go for Janelle. She's dangerous. And so I'm usually out right away.
Oh, yeah. See, I was afraid of that as for Traders. But yeah. I didn't know that I was walking into some of the biggest gamers out there that I'm like, I'm a freaking nobody. I'm a nobody on this playing field right here.
I feel like you had really good reads though, Tamara. And, you know, I felt like you could always sense who the faithfuls were. And you were really, you were nervous about Parvati and Dan.
I knew Dan. You know how Larsa said she heard the tap?
Yeah.
I heard Dan. It was his jacket. You know, Alan in the future, don't wear such a starched jacket. So I heard, because he rocked around quite a few times, but I heard the jacket go up and I knew it was Dan.
Well, Larsa didn't even hear anything. Parvati was recruited.
I know, which is weird, but I definitely heard that. So anytime, but you know, he could have just moved his arm or whatever, but I heard that and I'm like, oh God,
Dan. You hear like every little thing though, because you're so stressed. That's what people don't realize. Like when John's breathing thing happened, oh my gosh. I was like, I literally have to say something because the man was struggling to breathe.
Like, right.
And I, you know, I'm trying to play like a quiet game. I'm like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to say anything, but I'm like, I just have to.
Well, I don't feel like you held back by any means. But, you know, early on in the game, and we'll get into it in a minute, but you're just looking for any suspicion. Mm-hmm. You're looking for maybe somebody that's caught in a lie. Yep. Maybe somebody that's looking nervous, you know, somebody that's breathing heavy. Because at the beginning, you don't know anybody. You don't know. I know. There's a couple headlines that have come out from Traitors being out just for, what are we on, episode 4 now?
Yeah.
So the Traitors season 2 becomes Peacock's most watched reality premiere. I mean, that's amazing. Up 75% from season 1.
Incredible.
That's so that was a Variety article. It is in its first 5 days on the platform, The Traitors season 2 has become the most watched reality series debut on Peacock. The streaming reach is up more than 75% in season 1. I mean, and season 1 won an Emmy.
Wow.
So, I know.
That's incredible. I think with the cast, of course, people are going to tune in. We all have so many fans and they're so different.
Yeah.
Some difference. So of course it's going to be crazy. I mean,
it beat out The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip.
I know.
Love Island USA, Love Island Games, and Queen's Court. So it's huge. Another huge article that came out was Kate Chastain makes her surprise return to Traitors for season 2. I think you missed me is what she says when she walks in. I was actually shocked to see Kate come to play. Kate is one of the only people that knew that I was cast on Traitors. And so I reached out to her as like, any pointers, any tips, anything? And she goes, girl, it's like going to prison. And I'm like, what? She goes, there's no talk in the outside world. You're in it. It's like your mind's in it. Your body's in it. You don't have anywhere else to look or go. And I'm like, okay, thanks for making me feel better. But she's not the only familiar face that's back. Big brother, Dr. Will Kirby.
Yeah.
Now, I know Dr. Kirby.
You do?
Did you date him?
I mean, we had like a little showmance thing going on.
What does that mean?
It's like just for TV purposes. Like I had a boyfriend, he had a girlfriend, but we were living together for 3 months.
Right. So there was some sparks there.
I mean, it was more friendship and flirting, if anything. I think we both liked flirting with each other and we were both trying to advance ourselves in the game. So he used me as much as I used him. So
yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Let's go on to the first episode.
Okay.
Now, so the first episode starts out. Players are meeting each other at the castle. CT and Trishelle were on the challenge together and did not get along. Trishelle says trust is earned. Parvati and Sandra were on the same season of Survivor and Parvati lost. Sandra won. Now, I was in the car with Parvati. She was one of the first people that I met along with Dan. He was also in my car. And we pulled up to the castle and Parvati looked over and it's Sandra in the car next to her. And she just looked at her and gave her like the eye signal, like, I see you. And she like went, oh my God, it's Sandra. So who were you most excited to get out of the Jeep and meet or see?
I mean, I'm obviously a huge Housewives fan. So I loved meeting you and Phaedra. I'm like a huge Phaedra fan. I swear that's why they put me in her car. They must have known or something because I think I tweeted about it. She and I got to know each other so good those first 3 days.
Yeah, that must be why you trusted her so much.
Oh my God, I trusted that woman with my life. But yeah, I was excited to meet the housewives. I didn't know who Deontay Wilder was.
I didn't know who Deontay was either.
No clue.
No clue.
Ooh, I knew just everyone know in the cast except for Deontay, which is just sad. But I was really excited to meet Parvati. I had never met her before. Obviously, I have played with Dan. I was a little bit nervous at first, like, how is this going to work out? Because just like the people that you had mentioned, Dan and I have prior history as well. He was responsible for me leaving the Big Brother house. So,
did you keep in touch with Dan throughout these years?
I did. Yeah, I did keep in touch with him. It really wasn't his fault completely, but it was like someone that he was working with.
Oh,
it's a long story. I won't get into that. But yes, Dan and I always kept in touch. And even before I did my last season of Big Brother, I was like, are you going to show up for this All Stars? And he's like, nah, I'm not doing that. And this one, I saw him. I'm like, God, I haven't seen him in like 13, 14 years.
Did he look different?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had history too. So
yeah,
to see how all those dynamics and all those relationships can kind of play out on TV.
I don't watch, gaming shows. Like I don't watch a lot of TV in general. So I really didn't know anybody. If you weren't on Bravo, or I knew of Max just because I've seen, you know, he's been around for so long with Dancing with the Stars.
Sure.
But other than that, I really didn't know anybody. I've never even, I hate to say this, but I didn't even know about the show, The Challenge. Never even heard it. Never even heard it. But I don't have MTV, so that might be the reason.
I don't really watch the show either.
But, do you know the backstory about Trishelle and CT? Like, because she had said that they had
he did something like backstabby. Well, she didn't. I don't think she really. She was nervous about both Bananas and CT because she just has trust issues with them in general. I mean, I think I don't know what CT did to her specifically, but it involved like a friend of hers or something. And Trishelle had to leave the game. I don't really know the details, but she had some trust issues with him. Absolutely.
Were you afraid? Not afraid. I don't know, but cautious of her knowing her history on competition shows?
Oh, not at all. I knew that I wanted to align with her right away. So I was like, okay, she's a woman just like me and we come from competition shows. So I was like, me and Trishelle could easily work together. And we did. We started working together like right away.
It's so weird because I didn't know who she was, but I got to know her pretty quickly. So sweet, so kind, so little petite, little tiny girl. And you think, what? She's like dangerous in competition shows?
Yeah. Well, she's a poker player too. So she's very strategic.
I learned that.
So she's a big thinker and she plays it off. You know, she does her whole like ditzy thing or whatever, like plays it off.
But isn't it an act? Isn't it an act? Or is
it
she
totally is. It's just to get people's guards down with her.
Yeah.
She's a very good game player.
Oh my God. So then the host, Alan, chooses the traitors. Dan is the first traitor. Then Phaedra is the second traitor. And in my mind, because I watched season one, I thought there was three traitors.
Yeah.
Right. And
absolutely.
Then, right. And then Alan says the traitors are going to be pulling in another. They're going to recruit somebody new. So in my mind, I thought the entire time there was four traitors.
Me too. Yeah. Same. I was always hunting for four.
Yeah. Did you want to be a traitor?
Oh, I would have loved to be a traitor. Are you kidding me? I thought for sure they were going to pick me. I was devastated when I wasn't picked. I was like seriously sad. I'm like, how dare they?
I know. Well, I did press with Max and he said, like, after I knew I wasn't a traitor, I'm like, I'm just a sitting duck now.
I mean, that's kind of how it is. You are a sitting duck.
Who did you think that Alan chose at the first round table initially?
So my eye was always on Dan. Always, because I'm like, okay, like they're going to pick someone that's like a big draw with strategy and stuff. And
yeah. You know,
Dan's for sure getting picked or Sandra. Like that's what I was kind of initially thinking.
I kept thinking Sandra.
Yep. It's and Parvati, like those three to me, I was like, one of them's going to be a traitor. Like for sure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was my initial thing. And then I was kind of just watching everyone. I felt like I knew right away that Dan was a traitor. I didn't know right away. I gunned for the first mission thing like crazy. You know that because of the whole John thing. I thought I need this shield more than anything. I was vocal. John could be a traitor.
I know.
So I went for the shield. But when I got back to the castle with everyone, I talked to Dan and I was like, he's a freaking traitor. So I knew him day one and I knew Parvati the next day because she was just not, she was sneaky. She was not sharing anything.
So sneaky.
Yeah.
So sneaky. Okay. So the first mission, I'm out. I am in bed. I can barely get out of bed. I felt horrible. But now watching it, I'm like, thank God. If there's any mission that I didn't have to participate in, this is the one that I did not want to do. I hate water. I hate swimming. I hate being cold. How bad was it?
It really wasn't cold or anything. They gave us a wetsuit, which was really nice of them. I thought they would just throw us in the water. So really impressed about that. It really wasn't that hard. And I know, like, for TV purposes, like, oh my God, you guys are tied up and the shield was like 50 feet away. You could just see it.
Oh, you could see them.
I got the shield in a minute and a half and I untied three people.
But it also gave you the label of being selfish. Is it selfish? Is that what they, yeah, selfish.
But like, I mean, other people that untied themselves also went for the shield, but I had already gotten it.
Wait, so remind me, who was the last one still tied? Was it Bergie?
Bergie.
Oh, yeah. Poor Bergie. Bergalicious. He was so cute, so sweet, so kind.
A little baby bird.
Yeah, I know. So you didn't have any, like, don't even care. I'm getting the shield. I don't give a shit what anybody thinks. No regrets.
Peter and I had to talk before that because Peter and I were sitting like on both sides of John. And like, we both kind of were like, we're so screwed because we heard John breathe. We thought John was a traitor. So I was like, Peter, we need shields. And he's like, absolutely. So we were both freaked out. That's how I knew right away that Peter was a faithful.
Were you? Okay. So I was a little bit freaked out about Peter because Peter is, he was good at the game. He is good at the game. So I'm like, he must be, he's got to be a traitor. He's just too damn good. So I right was away. Confused, you know. Yeah. So it's, to me, it was confusing.
I mean, they have to make some faithfuls really good and some really bad, you know, like Kevin. So
we're going to talk about Kevin. We're going to talk about Kevin. But so the episode ends where Phaedra and Dan meet, and Phaedra, like, they meet for the first time. And then Phaedra's like, yes, baby. And then, you know, we go on to episode two.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
So episode two, Phaedra and Dan have recruited Parvati as their third traitor. Parvati accepts, but she won't know their identities until tomorrow night. Who would you have recruited to be a traitor?
I would have recruited Dan. Here's why. That man is always going to be under a spotlight and very suspicious. And yeah. I felt like if I was a traitor, I'd recruit Dan. Because Dan has I would have played a totally different game, by the way, Tamara. I would not have been going for shields. That's for damn sure. And I wouldn't be so, you know, trying to find traitors and so annoying. Yeah. But I would have recruited Dan because if he were to leave the game and say, I am a traitor, I would have skated through. People would never think, like, why would there be two Big Brother players? So it would have taken the spotlight off of me. Absolutely.
Going into it and knowing that you did not get chosen as a traitor. By the way, that's kind of like, did you ever feel like, oh, really? Why didn't you choose me?
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, Dan, seriously? Not only that, but like, Parvati didn't have many friends in the house, you know?
Oh, no. Phaedra made that well known. Nobody likes you.
Ooh, I mean.
Poverty.
I feel like Trishelle and I were Parvati's only friends.
I know.
Everyone was so after her and they were just like, she's a traitor. So I feel like it really wasn't that great of a choice because he could have recruited someone. And I'm just saying it like, oh, you should have recruited me. But anyone that was more socially in the game, like Trishelle would have been a great recruit. People, she had friends, you know, and she had intel from other faithfuls. That's the thing. When you recruit, you want to get that information from the faithfuls on who they think is a traitor.
Yeah.
And
now, did you think in your mind, because you come from a game, you know, gaming. Did you think there's a housewife, there's a gamer, and there is, who knows? Because we have, we had a few people that weren't on reality shows like Deontay.
Right. I thought for sure someone from Bravo,
Marcus.
I mean, initially, but obviously as the game goes on, you guys will see, but initially I was like, it's got to be someone from Bravo. It's got to be someone from like the Challenge or Big Brother or Survivor. And, you know, I just really looked at those people. Sandra was always such a question mark in that game for me.
Did you know who Ekansu was?
I had no clue who she was. Nope.
Somebody just sent me a DM. You know, people get crazy. They're like, oh, my cousin dated her, but her name was Susie.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Okay. That's so weird. Random.
So the next morning, everyone meets for breakfast. This is our first murder, and it is Johnny Bananas. Do you think murdering Bananas first was a smart move on the game?
I can see. Well, okay. So maybe for my game personally and some others, it would be a good move because he's just so good. And I felt like.
But he was loud. He was loud.
The thing is I'm pretty sure Dan saw how charismatic he was and how popular he was. Yeah. And remember, we were all sitting in that billiards room and Johnny was playing the guitar.
Yeah.
And he was singing to people. And
he's very likable.
He's very likable. He had everyone watching him like he was on a stage. And I think
he demands a lot of attention.
Yes. And so, that to a traitor is dangerous in the game because you have the ability to get everyone and say, I know who a traitor is and we're coming for you.
Yeah. So being loud and obnoxious, he was often obnoxious.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good strategy?
I don't think being loud and obnoxious isn't a strategy at all, but I think that that's just Johnny Bananas. He commands a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it obviously did not work for him. I was
quiet like Dan. That's not going to work with him. You know, would I have murdered Johnny Bananas? No.
I'm sure the producers were like, no, not him. He's so entertaining.
I know.
You know, from producer's mind, like, he's so entertaining. Oh, my gosh.
But this, I would have to say, this is the first show that I've been on that you do not, I mean, you hardly see a producer. And they told us that going in. We are hands off.
We don't.
Hands off.
I had no idea it was like that, especially those round tables. Gosh, that was stressful.
Well, what was that song they played to us? It was from the Hunger Games, right?
Yeah, Hanging Tree or whatever.
Hanging Tree. So we would literally sit at the round table.
And I was always looking at you because you were right across.
We were right across from each other. And it's a beautiful room.
Yeah.
It's dead silent. Cameras drop from the ceiling. And then all of a sudden, it's like a camera that goes, rotates around the room. It gets close to our face and nobody's talking and they play that song. I mean, obviously they can't air it, but they play it. And it just puts your mind in such like the weirdest place.
Yeah, it's to stress you out and it's super creepy.
It's so creepy. But oddly enough, like when I got home, I played that song. I got so used to hearing it. I would play it. I'm like, what is wrong with me? So in the next mission, the players have split up in three groups. Each group will follow a separate path and answer questions about their fellow players. The scarecrows are the possible answers. If you're correct, it will open the next question. The first question, whose opinion do you value the most, Larsa or Marcus? Mm-hmm. I mean, all teams chose correctly. They definitely said Marcus. I mean, Marcus is, this is the first time I've ever met him. I know Larsa, but he is such a voice of reason. He's so calm. He's such an old soul. He's just such a cool dude. So that was easy.
Great guy. I really liked him.
Now, the second question I take great offense to, who is the most popular player?
Not us, camera.
No, it wasn't us. So how that happened was when we got to our rooms that night, there was a questionnaire on our bed and it had all these questions. We had to vote and the votes were basically the answers to our next mission. So it was between Deontay and Peppermint, which to me, it was kind of weird. It was weird to me. I thought like Phaedra for sure would have been on there because Phaedra is such a big personality and everybody. I mean, I don't expect my name on there because people think, oh my God, she's a raging bitch. But I definitely thought Phaedra's name was going to be on there for sure.
I actually did vote for Deontay.
Did you vote for Deontay? I had just met him.
He's just such a nice, emotional guy and he's so smiley and kind. And it's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, I definitely picked Deontay.
Yeah, I think that I did too. Now, the third question, who needs to speak up more, Dan or Sheree?
Oh, Dan, absolutely. I voted for Dan.
Yeah, he was pretty quiet through the entire time. Now, Dan is the only one to find a shield and the team earned $16,000. Now, looking back, does Peppermint being more popular make sense? Do you feel like there was somebody else there that was more popular?
Peppermint? I feel like Larsa was actually popular.
Yeah.
She was. Well, Larsa was very popular. She's an alpha, but she's still very popular and everyone always try to hang out with her and be around her. So I would say Larsa's popular.
Knowing Larsa, I saw her in a totally different light on the show.
Really?
Totally different. I'm like, when I first saw her, I'm like, oh, because she's kind of, she's quiet at times and she's not very like, she's not in your face, but oh my God.
Oh,
she
yeah.
She was so vocal. So game. Vocal.
Like, yeah. Leading the charge. Like, let's go.
Okay. So John is running full force.
John's running. I can't.
Every I can't when John's running. And
running in his arm.
I don't know. He's like a penguin almost.
How do you run like that?
I don't know, but he falls on his face, like literally slides down, pops back. But you know what? He was a pretty fast runner.
He was incredibly fast.
Yeah. Yeah. But the entire scene was hilarious. And John, like just full sprint while I ask him, do you have an inhaler?
But you were like coughing too. You're like, oh, I wish I had my inhaler.
Do you have an inhaler?
It was so funny.
Which I actually, you know, being as sick as I was, I had a medic and a doctor that was checking on me and they gave me antibiotics and an inhaler and all that stuff. So I stupidly left it because we didn't really carry purses or anything. Right. So I left it in my room And I'm like dying. And I'm like, then I thought strategically, this is a good move. This is my housewife move. I'm going to ask John if he has an inhaler because he had said he had asthma. Now, if you have asthma and you're breathing hard at the round table after you took your blindfold off, you have it bad where you have an inhaler on you, right?
Yeah, like it's literally in your back pocket because you're going to go on a run.
I mean, but that whole scene of us at the round table talking about it went viral.
It's more funny than anything, but it's just like, that's what makes the show so good is like, we have nothing to go on. And like, John's breathing was like the biggest thing at the castle that we could even talk about or think about.
Yeah. I mean, guys, you have to understand, we don't know. We don't know who the traitors are. So we're looking for any clue. Are you lying? Are you breathing hard? Are you blinking too hard? Are you overacting? Like, what are you doing? Yeah. That is, I don't know. It's just... But anyways, so the episode ends. Phaedra, Dan, Parvati meet for their traitors meeting. Dan wants to see if Parvati reacts and know, you know, how they're doing as traitors. Parvati is absolutely shocked. My question is, why do they call Parvati the Black Widow?
So she is part of the Black Widow Brigade. And one of her main alliance members was Suri, who won Traitors season one. And it was actually Suri who is the strategic, you know, mastermind in this. She was the head of the Black Widow Brigade, but Parvati was like her number one soldier that would literally take these young men and get them to do anything to give up their game so they could get them out of the way and win the game. And Parvati won that.
Yeah. Okay. Moving on to episode three. It starts out with Parvati has joined Phaedra and Dan as traitors. They debate on who to murder. Parvati suggests Deontay. Dan suggests Marcus, and Phaedra suggests Janelle. Now, this is the girl that you have rode hard for, Janelle. Phaedra wanted you gone. How does that feel?
You know, I'm not surprised. I think she was probably maybe a little fearful of me. And I don't know why. I mean, I would have protected this woman at all costs.
But now looking back, do you feel like Phaedra was playing you?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It
I
is hard
in
to
my
not...
heart that everything that she said to me was true when she would come up to me in the bathroom and tell me that she's got my back. And like, I want to believe that's true.
But isn't it so hard to banish somebody, even though it's a game that's preying over you all the time?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So everybody enters the breakfast in the group. Marcus has been murdered. Marcus says in his interview, he was too much of a threat and people were jealous he had Larsa. Now, I was concerned when I saw Marcus and Larsa together because I felt like as a strategy that people would want to break him up. Do you think that Marcus was the right move to murder?
Yeah, they absolutely had to be broken up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... You have to. They're together. They're going to vote together. And, you know, the Bravo people, there's a lot of numbers.
The Bravo people.
There's a
lot
of
people. You know, it's all over social media now. The Bravo
I mean, there's
people.
You guys had like a whole group and Ekansu was trying to get in there too. So, I mean, I can see why the traders would, especially Dan and Parvati, would be like, probably.
Well, then we arrived at the graveyard, which probably is one of my favorite missions. Right? The mission was to find gold. They will bring the gold to the wheelbarrow and add it to the prize fund. There were three shields to be found. I found one.
Yes, so did I.
So did you. The players will be eliminated if they walk into the searchlight. I think it was cool. We did it in the middle of the night, which, you know, was crazy. John is the first one out and we were dying laughing because I don't think they really showed it, but it was hilarious. He was caught by the light and then he kept going and he did these little
cat burglar. He was like,
yes, he kept moving. We're like, you're dead. And he's like, huh? We're like, you're dead. And then Bergy gets eliminated, but Bergy figures out the patterns of the lights and he's helping us as we're out there. Yes. I find a shield. Peter actually helped me with the shield, and that's where I really started trusting Peter. And then Peter got a shield, and then you got a shield too. But let's talk about your shield. Because Ek and Sue said she had the shield, but we obviously see now from the footage that it was obvious that you were there before Ekin.
Yeah, Peter and I were also working together, just like you. He's such a nice guy. And he was like, Janelle, do you want a shield? I was like, yeah.
That's what he said to me. Yeah.
And so he said, okay, let's go. And so we ran over there. And he starts knocking at the thing on the, whatever, the little shield symbol. And Ek and Sue comes behind me. And she's like, got her hand on my back. I'm like, girl, I was here way before you.
Now, she told me that you elbowed her really hard.
Hit her and bit her and all these things. Girl, I didn't touch you. My hand was on it. She tried to come in. And you can hear her kind of grunting in it. Like, ah. I'm like, there's no way she was getting that from me.
But it's so crazy because the overacting on her part, because I didn't see it, really pay attention to it and see really what happened. But she was like, oh my God, like, you know, I was there, I had it, and she hit me. And I'm like, oh my God, this Janelle is horrible.
I'm thinking like, this bitch is crazy. Janelle needs to go. Meanwhile, like I was there way before her. And the entire time, like I walked up on her. I told you this, Tamara. I walked up on her retelling the story to Larsa, and I saw her go like this. I'm like, is she seriously talking about me?
Yeah, like, she was. And I love her. I think she's so sweet. She's so cute. But I'm like, girl, that did not happen.
It screwed up my game for sure. Cause I was like, dude, I'm just going for a shield to save my life. I was almost murdered the night before. I came into breakfast freaking last. So of course I'm gonna want a shield. Like freaking Phaedra tried to murder me the night before.
Your best friend, the one you trust with your life.
Yeah, so I felt like I really needed it, and she was just like really spotlight on me again. I'm like, I do not want to be in. Like that's why I was like, when people would ask about it, I was like, it really wasn't that big of a deal because it wasn't that big of a deal to me.
But she made it a big deal. Do you think she made it a big deal that was part of her gaming?
No, I don't think so because she would have said that on the show. I think. You know how when you compete and you lose or something and your mind creates its own reality.
Yeah, I know. It's hard.
Anger or whatever, and you're just pissed off. And she just felt like saying that I took it from her.
So next we're at the round table. Dan says he's a faithful and it takes some time to open up. Larsa says that Dan's calmness is uneasy to her. Max says that the conversation between Ek and Sue and Janelle was strange. Ek and Sue says Max has taken the attention off of him. Deonta says Max switched up on him and started acting suspicious. Max is banished, but is a faithful. You said Deonta changed your mind. Who were you initially going to banish?
Oh, God, I was going to write Ek and Sue's name down. I thought it was so weird that she was like targeting me and making up lies. I was like, you are freaking nuts. Like. I thought she could be a traitor because why would you do all that? Why would you, you know, it just created a lot of.
Deonta changed my mind as well. He was so convincing. I was initially going to vote for, I think, Kevin, because Kevin just bugged me. Kevin just ate with his mouth open. I didn't even care if he was a traitor or not. I just wanted him gone. He was just so annoying to me. They have to choose someone to murder with a poison chalice right here. And it's hidden in the library. Parvati and Dan debate on poisoning either John Charay or MJ. Parvati and Dan decide to go behind Phaedra's back to poison Charay. Parvati enters the bar with a chalice. Phaedra notices she sets the cup in front of Charay. Phaedra says she knows this is a game, but Charay won't be murdered on my watch. Parvati leaves the bar and enters the kitchen. She places a chalice next to MJ, but Parvati doesn't think she'll drink out of the rusty old cup. Parvati is trying to figure out who in this room will drink this cup. Now, you were in that room. She did not go towards you, but you saw this go down. You saw, did you ever think, like we talked about this. We thought maybe it was Larsa because Larsa did the cheers thing. We're like, and then I thought maybe it was Kevin because Kevin was eating everything in sight that night. So I was like,
who? Well, if you remember, when we were all at breakfast, Alan says in plain sight. And I thought it meant in front of everyone. That's why I honed in on the Larsa thing in front of everyone.
It made sense to me.
She made everyone drink. And I'm like, I honed in on that. I'm like, that's got to be, that's a little strange, weird, whatever. And that was all I could come up with. I didn't think that it could just be like a few people in a room.
Yeah. Did you think it was shady of them to try to go behind Phaedra's back? Is that something you would have done?
I wouldn't have went behind Phaedra's back. I mean, if I were a traitor with her, I probably wouldn't be being so devious and stuff. I really just like Phaedra. You know that. So
yeah, yeah. Now, episode four is probably my favorite episode so far. It was so good. So it starts out with Ekansu says, when she leaves a show and finds out who the traitor is, she will F them up hard. Parvati gives the cup for Ekansu to drink. Ekansu tells Parvati that she loves her and would never think she's a traitor. Parvati adores Ekansu. Sure she does. Okay. So it's not okay to murder her this way. Alan announces Deontay has left the game. Now, we were all sad to see Deontay leave the game. It was definitely emotionally too hard for him. And you guys, you have to understand, like, this show is so emotional and it's so, like, gets in your head. But I mean, it was sad to see him leave the game, but you saw him crying. He was crying. Oh, he was sad.
Like,
yeah.
Twice in front of us. And so he was really struggling with, like, this game and how it affects your emotions. And he's a very emotional guy. So yeah, he just couldn't take it.
Yeah. So we were sad to see him leave. He wasn't murdered or banished or anything. He just decided that this game wasn't for him, which I totally get. But watching this back, did you have any idea that Parvati was poisoning Ekin? Because it happened right in front of your face.
I had no idea. I honestly, I was still trying to think about this Ekansu and the round table thing. And I was pretty pissed off, to be honest. Yeah. I was like, dude, seriously, like, I didn't even want to be in the same room with her. So I really wasn't watching her.
You know? Oh, gotcha. Now, Janelle, yes. I have a bone to pick with you. So you say if Phaedra left, you would not be okay. But if any housewife left, then you would move on with your life and you wouldn't care. You wouldn't care. No,
I would care about you. Larsa, not so much, because like I was not that I like Larsa, but I wasn't like working with her. I felt like you and I worked together and I worked with Phaedra. I didn't have anything to do with Shireen.
Yeah.
No. I didn't even talk a minute, like an ounce of game with her. Like I always talked the game with you and Phaedra and Larsa and MJ. You know, I just like I said, those first 3 days in that car, you get a connection with someone.
Yeah. You do.
And I should have known better, but I trusted that woman with my life.
Somebody said at a round, not a round table, but the breakfast. I can't remember who it was. And they said, just keep in mind, because every time we went on a mission, we were broken up into different teams. Yeah. There's always going to be a traitor in your car.
Yeah.
Always going to be a traitor in your car. And you think back like, oh, shit. Like, what did I say? What did I do? But CT noticed that everyone from Bravo is still here. So he is sensing a pattern. And this is when CT kind of changed for me. He was so nice and so sweet to me. And then all of a sudden,
after you guys.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was housewives, housewives, housewife. It has to be a housewife. You say that the Bravo people are clicky. Did you feel like the housewives were clicky? Because I didn't really feel that way.
Oh, I said that when I'm describing everyone. I felt like, you know, and I'm just looking at things black and white. I feel like Bravo was together.
Yeah.
The Faithful Alliance was together and the Gamer Alliance was together. And so I was just, when I was in my confessional describing everything, I was just trying to see how I fit into those alliances when I was describing things. And I felt like I was in multiple alliances anyway. I mean, I had Phaedra, I wouldn't have voted you out. Sheree, I would have voted her out in a second.
I did not trust Sheree in this game. And it's so weird. And she wasn't.
And I really trusted MJ. I really trusted MJ. And
I was suspicious of MJ a little bit because she was anybody that's super vocal. I was so like suspicious of, because my whole strategy was to go in there. Obviously, I was sick. It was kind of God's. And I lost my voice, which you guys don't know, for 4 days. I had no voice, none, like couldn't even speak. So this was God's way of telling me to shut the up.
Right.
But so I, you know, it's not my nature to go into a situation and just like observe and be quiet. I'm usually super vocal. And I thought, oh my God, people are going to expect me, because I'm a shit stirrer on my show. They're going to expect me to be a traitor. So I have to go in there like quiet and, you know, whatever. But there was definitely like suspicion.
The tell for me of why people weren't a traitor and why they were, I would always go by people that would talk game with me. Like I always talked to MJ about the game and who we thought the traitors were.
Yeah.
I would always talk with you about my dumb theories on anything. Like yeah. I had housewife's theories on why a housewife wouldn't be a traitor and why I think it's a man and all this stuff. And there's certain people in the game that I didn't talk game to. So those were always
customers. Do you know that Phaedra would never talk game? I actually called her out on it. I'm like, you never talk game. It's starting to be a little suspicious.
But she always talked it with me.
That's so, it's because you're a gamer. She's smart. She's smart. I mean, you calling Kevin a dumb faithful was hilarious. I'm just going to say that. Hilarious. Ooh. I know. Okay. Okay. They are missing MJ, Ekansu, and John. All three of them end up walking into breakfast. So this is in the morning. We got the knock on the door, missing MJ, Ekansu, and John. So Dan, Parvati, and Phaedra's reaction to Ekin walking in, knowing that Parvati poisoned her the night before, was so obvious. They were just like,
what?
I know. What? It was what? Oh my God.
Now that I see it on TV, I was like, okay, this is bad.
Why did I know? Why didn't we see that? Because we were just
because
like,
we were so
you're not focused. I know.
Coming in the room.
I know. I know. They are told that one of them will die today, since yesterday one of them was poisoned by the traitors. Now, I really did think it was Kevin because Kevin was eating everything in sight. Oh I swear to God, he was just, and then he would, he'd eat and food fell out of his mouth. And I was just like, oh my God. When Alan announced that somebody was poisoned, I mean, our minds go wild because you have to think about the night before. What happened?
Yeah.
What happened?
We were immediately like the wheels were turning. We're like, what in the hell are you talking about?
Well, even like the traitors were thrown for a loop too, because they were like, wait, did I poison her? Did I not poison her? Like, what the hell is happening right now? And I think it was really funny that Parvati poisoned Ekin right in front of Dan, but Dan still acted like he didn't even see it.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that an act? I don't get it. Parvati tells Dan that everyone thinks Ekansu is a traitor and will freak out when she is dead. Dan doesn't think he can win the game without Phaedra in the traitor's conclave. He is working on using Parvati to take a shot at Phaedra. Now, I feel like that was a pretty dangerous game. I don't know. I always thought when we went into this, like, the traitors weren't supposed to go against the traitors, but now it's getting to a point where Dan's like, Phaedra needs to go because I need to win.
Yeah, when you look at the alliances and the numbers, something's got to happen in the next two banishments.
Yeah. Yeah. And then let's face it, we weren't doing well. We have not gotten rid of one traitor at this point. And it's like so frustrating. So me, you, and Peter all have shields. And I mean, this has to be one of the coolest visually missions that we have, if you call it a mission, that we've ever done. I mean, we are in this procession funeral, like all dressed in black. I mean, it's just crazy. I'm like, this is how I want my funeral to go down. No, totally.
I want this when I die.
I know. And so we literally are like, okay, this is awesome. Like, oh my God, we're walking. Well, we're sitting and we're safe, so we don't have to worry about it. And so we go, there's clues. The first clue is, who does Johnny trust the most? And the answer obviously was Trishelle and CT. The second clue was, we're players that were born in the same year. And you know, that went down. Then Sandra says she is shocked. Sandra, this is the shadiest thing she's ever said. She is shocked that she's the same age as Larsa because she thought Larsa was 10 to 12 years older than her. Sandra, that is horrible. Third clue, were players who were on a team in red. So got that. Parvati, MJ, Ekansu were the last three standing. So it was like, you know, there's three of them left. We are standing to the side at the moment, and Parvati looked at me and goes, oh my God, Is it me? Am I gonna die? And I, at that moment, it was the worst acting I've ever seen. And she even said in her interview, I was doing method acting. I'm like, no, you were doing shit acting, because it was so obvious. That's what gave it away for me right there. You are a traitor. You're a traitor.
Yeah.
Totally.
I always knew she was a traitor. I was just trying to find the other traitors.
I know. So that night at the roundtable, Janelle says, you say it was suspicious that Larsa said cheers to Marcus at the breakfast. Well, it's the only thing we really had to go on, honestly, between that and Kevin's bad eating. You think the cheers was weird. And Larsa says, I think you're weird.
I'm weird because I went for a shield when I almost was murdered the night before.
I think how selfish you are is weird. Well, it's part of the game. Parvati says actors and housewives have the capacity to perform this part. Larsa says, we don't act. We live our lives. Phaedra tells Parvati that we are not a gang, because they were all like put into this like housewife Bravo gang, which was not true at all. Parvati says it appears that way. Why do you go so hard to banish Larsa? What made you think she was the traitor?
I honestly didn't even think. I mean, I thought she could be a traitor, but I also felt like she wasn't a traitor. I banished Larsa just due to the numbers alone. I was like, the second that she turned to me and said, let's vote out CT, it made me really nervous. Because
did you ever suspect CT?
I did.
You did.
But I wasn't ready to get rid of him yet.
Yeah.
So when she turned to me and we were all standing there, and she said, Janelle, let's come on right now. Let's vote CT out. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I am not ready to vote CT out.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't vote for Larsa. I wasn't ready to vote Larsa out. I had conversations with her and I felt like she's not a traitor. Like I just knew she was not a traitor. And then Larsa says she's been a faithful since day one. And then obviously we know what happens. You know, she gets up there and she gets banished and she's not a traitor. Yes. I mean, yeah, she's a faithful. Now, if Sheree and Larsa would have voted Kevin, have voted Kevin, that would have been that he would have been banished instead.
What in the world? What is Sheree thinking? Why didn't she vote for Kevin? And vote
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because that would make them like, let me ask you something. Did you guys have like a solidified, like, hey, the five of us are together.
No.
We should vote together in an alliance.
No. Really, and the funny thing is that like the four of us, was it four of us, five of us? I don't know. We didn't even really talk game. We really didn't. We didn't even really stick together.
Hmm. Okay.
So to me, it was like, okay. Like there was no like, listen, you know, at that point in the game, we're all trying to figure out who's who. So what I feel like after this episode, people start coming together.
Yeah.
Like, I have your back, you have my back. I'll be your eyes, I'll be your ears. Like, let's align. I feel like the first few episodes, everybody's just trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
It's horrible.
It's hard.
I felt honestly, and I said this in my confessionals, but to make it the Larsa vote for me was the hardest one, because I was like, I mean, I'm kind of working with her. I feel bad, but it's like, it was such a shaky thing because the gamers were working with me too. And they were like, she's trying to vote out CT. And I'm like, okay. Well,
CT started getting suspicious to me, but.
If they would have presented another name, I would have hopped on that much better. Even if it were Kevin, I would have preferred Kevin leave over Larsa.
Yeah.
Even though Larsa was loud and brash and everything, she was actively hunting traitors.
She was. She was on a mission.
I was just nervous that she was going to turn on me and be like, we should vote Janelle out.
But her intuition wasn't bad. She knew Dan was a traitor.
She had fantastic reads.
Yeah. So the episode ends where Phaedra, Dan, and Parvati meet up. Phaedra tells Parvati that it wasn't cool to try and throw her under the bus. Like, Phaedra was like pissed. Pissed. Yeah. Phaedra tells Parvati that no one likes her and everyone thinks she's a traitor. She tells her to play fair or they will have more problems. She also looked at Dan and said, you too. Like,
she got him too. She knew it.
Is it a smart idea to try to expose other traitors?
Yes, because it takes the spotlight off of you.
Do you think it's too soon in the game though to do that? Or do you think it's
No, because I think the way it was going to go down, and I don't know the next episode, but I'm guessing that Dan would have liked to get rid of Phaedra because she was so well protected. She had so many, he talked to me, he asked me what I thought of Phaedra. And I said, oh my God, I trust her. She's a faithful, like, and I told him, I don't think any of the housewives are faith are traitors. And he was like, okay. So, really created, you know, he was like, okay, well, Chanel thinks that, then the people that she's probably close to think similar, that they don't think that Phaedra is a traitor.
So weird. It is so, it's such a mind fuck. After watching these first four episodes, how do you feel the traitors are playing? Anything you have done differently?
I feel like Phaedra's by far playing the best. She is a fantastic traitor. She's gone undetected. You know, her name has not come up in any circle that I've been in or any conversation, whereas Dan and Parvati's name comes up every 10 to 15 minutes, you know? So she's playing fantastic, whereas Dan and Parvati, that's why I think they start talking about putting the spotlight on Parvati, Phaedra, is because they're just not as strong as traitors.
Yeah. Parvati. Like, I watch, like, I, in person, like, Parvati, I liked her, but watching the show, I'm so annoyed with her. I'm like, you're such an asshole. You really are such an asshole. But
she's not known to be like the nice, kindest girl, and that's okay.
But when I first met her, she was so sweet and kind. I mean, she weighs like 98 pounds, and I'm like, oh my God, she's so cute. Like, whatever. But anyways, but you guys, thank you so much for tuning in to all four episodes of The Traitors. From now on, we'll be recapping once a week, and we're going to find out eventually who the winner is.
Ooh. I know who I'm rooting for.
I know who I'm rooting for.
I'm always rooting for the faithful, so Tamara.
I know, but we can't give it away, and we're not going to give it away.
So no.
It could be one of us.
Could be.
You guys never know. But thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch stratacoaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X. We just dropped our Pride 24 collection. Queer founded, queer run, and creating size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. So you feel comfortable in your own skin. Visit tomboyx.com to shop.